this story just kind of immediately after war. In her parents' house, they put people to live, which were families of pilots and their wives. You know, after war, quite often, when you had a home, then they kind of, you know, the officials would come and say, okay, you have too much space, you have to take this Russian family to live with you, or whatever. You know, people were kind of host like that, so you didn't often have privacy. But they hadn't really seen anything, so they didn't know what the underdresses were. They decided that they are very special night wear or evening dresses. You go out, you know, as a really special thing. So, and they also had never seen sort of like napkins or things like that, or tissues. So they would, when they needed to do the nose thing, they would do. So her mother was teaching them how to use napkins and tissues, and then, but she could not persuade them that the underdresses are not for going out. So they would, the women would still go out just wearing those and thinking they are wearing something very special. Because, of course, they had laces and, you know, sure, they just looked sure. So beautiful.
I did the same as a child.
Well,
I'd wear them to, my mother actually would let me, though. She would let me but go now, to school but, as a child in my pajamas.
But now we do have in fashion that. You know, the orange one I'm wearing at the moment?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, that's from Soviet time. That's my grandmother gave it to me. And there was a summer time I was actually wearing it on top of some of their clothes